Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And boy, howdy, are we excited now because Sarah Heiner's back. That's right. I know, settle down. I'm excited too. She's the CEO and the president of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. They're the producers of the twice monthly Bottom Line Personal Publication, which is a print and digital document, which I encourage you to check out. It's, I can't do without mine. And also, their Bottom Line yearbooks are awesome. She's our, and her blog is off the charts. She's our good friend, Sarah. Welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
It's always good. You know, it's a little gray and rainy here. I'm waking myself up. It's one of those days you want to roll over.
Yeah, just pull the covers over your head. Hey, Sarah, but you can't do that. You got to go to work. I got stuff for you to do here. I need you to talk to us about. I want you to talk to us about a post that you guys made in your most recent publication on superstition. Are you superstitious?
So I am. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think we all have our funny superstitions. Like, you know, rainy days, it's never lucky. Do you ever have? You know, do you have that lucky shirt or lucky shoes or? Any of those kind of rituals that we all look to go, oh, that's going to help me or that's going to hurt me. So I think we all have these kind of subtle superstitions. And the place you have to be careful of in the article that we wrote about superstitions is not, like, play the game, but don't let them control you, right? Don't become, to me, it always comes down to personal responsibility. If you give away, you know, the baseball player, right, that they always, they've got their rituals, you know, their lucky bat, or Rafael Nadal, the tennis player, always takes a cold shower before a match and then jumps while they're doing the coin toss. Like, it's fine to play that game, but if you honestly start to believe it, you lose your personal responsibility and you lose your ability to be in power and in control of a situation. Well, and that, to me, is always the key factor.
That's the thing. Can you break it? I mean, I know people who... Of course, what we're talking about here is crossing over from being, you know, not having any kind of parameters at all in your life, which I know people like that, but people who are superstitious, and then you cross over into OCD?
Well, a little OCD.
Yeah, OCD, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah. And I admit to being somewhere between those, all three of those. There's some things in my life that I'm all over the board on. There's some things that I'm superstitious about. Not bad, but a little bit. I do believe in some of that. And then I'm a little bit OCD. And
well, I am too. Like, we all are.
How does your OCD manifest?
Well, how would OCD? Well, then it actually goes to the dark side, because you can see there's the superstitions of my lucky shirt always gets me the job, right? Or, you know, when I play this song, that's always a good omen. They go to the dark side of that, well, I have to do this or else it'll be a problem. Mm-hmm. Or when this comes out, it can develop in an anxiety, you know, OCD and anxiety
right.
are very close, right? So that if you get fearful of something in a pattern, because when that happened in the past, you suddenly had a flat tire, or you had an anxiety attack, or whatever. To pair those together, the most important thing is to learn control, and that you have to trust in yourself, build the confidence in yourself. These are fine little signals, but they're not connected to you, right? Whether it's your psych song, that could, you know, a song, your favorite song, the lucky song before you go out to a meeting. That's fine. That does all sorts of things to you. It increases your metabolism. It makes you feel good.
Makes you happy. Endorphins. You get a shot of endorphins. Yeah.
Right. But it's not the song doing it, right? There's a chain effect of that potentially, or an outfit that you feel confident in that makes you feel good about how you look. You're going to present yourself differently. But you have to understand that It's you that's in control of it. And watch what you're doing with regard to these, the power you're giving to, you know, the lucky charm that's in your pocket.
Well, I call it the gravity of familiar things. And there's nothing wrong with giving into that gravity as long as you know if I want to change my gravity, I can. If I want, in other words, if you got to make sure that whatever it is that you're playing around with here, if it's a superstition or an OCD or whatever, or maybe none of that, meaning you have no order, because no order is not good either. And in life, you got to have some order. But if you don't have any of that, I mean, if you have too much of any of that, if you can't break it, that's where you have a problem, right?
Well, I think you have to be very conscious. There's being unconscious and victim, or being very conscious of it. So, yes, if you know what you're doing with your order, or you know what you're doing with your ritual, that is part of what you do,
right. But
you know that you are in control of it, that's the key.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Sarah Heiner. We're going to talk about how to think about the coronavirus disease. As a treatable disease, when we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.